So tell me, you've been a bookseller for a long time now, and I'm always curious to hear what the most interesting book you've seen.
I think the one that I truly loved handling was a couple of years ago. It was the 1508 edition of Rasmus's Adagia, which was published by Aldus Manutius, Celdine Press. But The thing about that book was it was in its original pigskin and boards binding, all tooled and everything else. But in 1507 and 1508, Erasmus worked at the press, with Manutius, and set the book, did everything to do with the printing. So he actually physically handled that book, and it was in its original binding. And just kind of the thought of that is really a fascinating thing, that here's this book all these years later, actually handled by Erasmus, one of his famous books, his book on Proverbs, and it's still alive, it's still here.
Yeah.
And it's just wonderful.
There's a lot to that hand that touched the
there
book.
There is.
And it's magic.
You know, and there's both ends. That's a magical end. And then there was one time about 10 years ago at one particular book fair I was at, one of the big ones up in New England. There was this little tiny book in its original vellum binding, very worn, but original binding. And I looked at it and read the description and I said, I just want to handle that. And it was a book I touched and I just felt it was awful. It was a revised edition of the Inquisitor's Manual.
Oh, Joe, my gosh.
Well used. So obviously it had been, in the pocket of the person, but it had the revised torture techniques with the woodcut illustrations of things you needed to do. And I just thought, how much pain did this particular book bring to people over the years?
Wow.
Yeah. So I said, put it back. But just to see something like that and understand the power of this tiny little book.
Right.
And that's part of books. You know, it could be a little book, it could be anything, but the words and everything mean a lot.
And you see things sometimes that you'll never see again.
I do.
Which I think is part of the real mystique of it all.
Yes. Another kind of interesting story. A few years ago, I was looking, this woman called me over and was looking at some books, and they had some lovely books. Her father was a big collector at one time. But in the living room, underneath this, well, they had a lamp on top of it and a table with these gigantic books. There was eight of them. And it was David Roberts' Holy Land, Egypt, one of the most famous 19th century illustrated books. And not only was it in its original, absolutely stunning bindings, eight elephant folios.
Wow.
But it was this Royal Subscriber's Edition, they call it, or such, which was all the hand-done watercolors in every illustration rather than the tinted lithos that were done later.
Whoa.
Yes, and that just handling that was, and just collating it and looking at every single plate was just truly stunning.
I have to ask, do you smell books?
I smell books.
I do too.
But part of that's a bookselling thing.
I'm
really fussy about the books that go into my store, and books that have smoke or mustiness, I tend to avoid.
Yeah.
And sometimes in libraries, you can't avoid that, especially some professors who are heavy smokers, and you'll go through and they're every book. And it's like, well, this is nice, but I just can't have it in the store because it makes some people's eyes water and this and that. And of course, the mustiness or everything else. Sometimes once a mold gets into a book, it can tend to spread and it's not something I just want.
Right, as we learned.
But yes, some books have a lovely aroma, and I actually do smell them.
I know. Some people sell book scented candles now.
Yep.
It's like the ultimate
that
thing.
That is amusing.
Tune in every Tuesday at 7:44 a.m. during Morning Edition and 5:44 p.m. during All Things Considered for more of our bookish adventures. Thinking Outside the Book exists thanks to the generosity of the Hellas Foundation.